So today I was saying I was driving in my car with Jay and listening to Donald Rumsfeld. And I got the most surprising phone call I think I've ever received in my life. And I pick up my phone. A man picks up on the phone on the other line. And he says, "Hello, is this Michael?" I say, "Yeah." He says, "Hi, this is Dennis Kucinich." And he said, "I'm a fan of yours." I said, "Well, thank you, Mr. President. I'm a fan of yours, too." And he said, "I've been listening to your CD as I've been traveling around." He said, "I've been in Huntsville, Virginia today, and I've been in some other town. I'm going to some other town tonight." And I said, "Man, you should join our band. You travel as much as we do." And he said, "I've been reading over the text of your lyrics, and I think that you and I have a lot in common." He said, "I particularly like the song that says you can bomb the world to pieces, but you can't bomb it into peace." He started laughing. He said, "I think that's the greatest line. I'm going to start saying that on my campaign. Do you mind if I use that?" And I said, "Well, how's it going? I think you're going to win this year." He said, "You know, Mike, I'm not in this to win the Oval Office. I'm in this just to keep the other guys a little bit more honest." And he said, "Every day I go out and I speak about peace." He said, "Every day I go out and when I'm in some place with John Kerry, I remind him of his experience in Vietnam and of his testimony to Congress." He said, "He reminds people every day that the only weapons that were found in Iraq were the weapons that we were using." He said he reminds people every day that these prisons that we've supposedly liberated are now being used by us to torture people. And he said every day he reminds people that it's us who run this country and not the few people at the top. So I was really happy as we're approaching this trip to go over to Iraq and to Israel and Palestine to get this phone call, because me and my family have been talking about a lot. And first, my family was very reserved. They didn't want me to go. And they were saying, you know, as we get closer to June 30th, which is the time where they switch over from this martial law over to the new Iraqi government, there's going to be more and more violence, and with all the kidnappings and bombings and stuff that have been taking place, it's a place to be prepared and cautious about. And part of my preparation has been to make sure that we have all of our people on the ground there ready when we arrive, our drivers and a place to stay. And the other side of the preparation has been the spiritual side of the preparation, spending time sitting on my yoga mat, spending time with my guitar, spending time with the guys in my band and with my kids, and also listening to the kind words of people like you all who wish us on our way. And there's about 7 or 8 of us who are going over there, and it's not my intention to go over there as a performer. It's my intention to go over there as a listener. And we're going to have our video cameras and our still cameras and my guitar to document the trip. And when we come back, we're going to have a slideshow that we're going to put on so we can invite you all there to experience what we experienced, talk about it. And then we're going to be putting a film together that hopefully will be prepared by the time we have our annual 911 Power to the Peaceful Festival in Golden Gate Park, which this year is going to be on September 11th. And on September 12th, Dave Matthews will be out there doing a free concert as well. So it's going to be a beautiful weekend. And so I want to sing this song tonight to all the people in the Bay Area who have supported us over the years and say thank you so much for coming out here tonight and supporting us with the dollars to make this trip and this film possible.